I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
If you wear a smartwatch, be it a Fitbit, an Apple, or a Pixel watch, chances are you're completely unaware of the filth that you're wallowing in. A University of Arizona study found smartphones hold 10 times the number of germs you'd find on a toilet seat. And your smartwatch? Well, your hands are always getting into messy business. It's life. You wash your hands, but be honest, you stop at the wrist. And that watch band is a germ magnet. The bacteria load varies depending on what you do for a living, but generally speaking, it's a petri dish of disgust. You might literally have too much time on your hand. Researchers at Florida Atlantic University found smartwatches polluted with staphylococci, enterobacteria, S. aureus, which can cause blood clotting and organ failure. There's Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which causes UTIs, and yup, good ol' E. coli. Plastic, fabric, and rubber wrist straps are the worst. Metals, like gold and silver, attract far less bacteria. The tech companies suggest you clean your wristband with alcohol wipes or even vinegar, not bleach. Also, you should take your watch off and hold it to your nose. This is gross, but if it smells, your watch is pathogenic. And you know what time it is? Time to start scrubbing.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.